Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crystal. How may I help you, please?
Yes, I'm trying to find out about a charge that tried to go in my account.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Could I please get your zip code, ma'am?
78725.
Thank you so much. And your first and last name, please?
Kedrin McDowell.
Could it be under any other last name, ma'am?
No. Are you trying to look it up by my phone number or what?
I was trying to look it up by your zip code and your last name, ma'am. 78725?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not showing. How can I help you, ma'am? What is
That's
the amount of your charge?
$69 and let's see. $69.97.
Okay, ma'am. Give me just one second. Paige, do you have the last four digits of that card number?
Yes, ma'am. 7865.
Thank you so much. And what was your last name again, ma'am?
McDowell. McDowell.
Okay, let me try to search by your last name. Yes, ma'am. I'm not showing where we have an account for you, ma'am. Under McDowell. Could it be under any other last name?
I wasn't aware I had an account either, but you tried to charge my card. My maiden name is Wilson. W-I-L-S-O-N.
Okay, let's try that. Yeah, and what would the first name be, ma'am? Could you spell that also?
K-E-D-R-I-N.
R-I-N. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'm not showing where we have an account for you, ma'am.
Okay, what's the name of your company?
Yes, ma'am. We service several different products for third-party customer service representatives, ma'am.
Okay, and you don't see my name on Kedrin Wilson or Kedrin McDowell?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, y'all tried to charge my card, and this is the phone number that shows on the transaction.
Yes, ma'am. I do not have a McDowell at all. And I do not have a Wilson also.
I don't know what other name. I mean, my card's name is Kedrin McDowell. I don't know what other. Why?
Yes, ma'am. We don't have your first name either at all. I'm sorry about that.
Do you have an address?
We could try your phone number. What is your phone number, ma'am?
512-299-0040.
Thank you so much. Joseph Ford?
Okay, that's my son.
Okay, I'm showing a Joseph Ford. Could you verify that address for me, please?
6302 Craigwood Circle, Austin, Texas, 78725.
Thank you so much. Yes, ma'am. I'm showing, let's see. It is for the Vibe Watch, ma'am. It's a fitness watch. And it was delivered on March 6th.
And it said it was $7.
Yes, ma'am. It was the shipping and handling was $7.92. Yes, ma'am. And the total cost after the 14 days, the total cost of the watch was the $69.97. was coming from, but I've seen where it was declined.
Yeah, because I didn't order that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that, but yes, ma'am, the charges were declined.
Okay, that's fine, but I need to make sure that you all don't try to charge my card, because I did not order that.
Yes, ma'am, it did not go through, but yes, ma'am, that's the total cost of the watch, ma'am.
I'm sorry? What?
That's how much the watch cost, ma'am. But yes, ma'am, it was declined, ma'am.
Okay, but what I'm saying is I did not order a watch. I looked at a watch online that said it was $7, but I did not order anything.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm showing where it was delivered to the address you provided on March 6th. And I can tell you where. Just 1 second. Where it was delivered.
And by whom? Who signed for it?
It was delivered in or at the mailbox, ma'am, at 10:36 a.m.
And do you have a picture or something? Because I don't have a I didn't get a watch. I get a lot of packages, but I haven't got a watch. I looked at a watch online.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am, I'm just showing it was delivered. I do not have a picture, ma'am, of who.
Who delivered it?
United States Postal Service.
Is there a receipt number, a reference number or something?
There's a tracking number, ma'am. Would you like that?
Yes.
Okay. You just tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
9400. And it's going to be 111. So that's 13 times.
Mm-hmm.
202. And then it's going to be the number 53 times. So it's going to be 5557801243 95.
Okay. And you said that it was to a Joseph Ford.
Yes, ma'am, to a Joseph Ford is the name we have here. Joseph Ford, and the email address I do have is kindrenwilson@gmail.com. But I do have a Joseph Ford on them for the billing address, ma'am.
Okay, so I need to know how to reverse that.
Yes, ma'am, it didn't go through, ma'am. You were not charged. The $69.97 was declined.
Are they going to continue to try to charge my card?
No, ma'am.
What happened?
You're going to have to speak to your bank about that, ma'am.
I did. They're the one called me and told me it was fraudulent activity on my card.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Your number.
Yes, ma'am, but with that, there's nothing I can do about it. Yes, ma'am, I'm just showing it was declined on my end.
I understand that, but I'm trying to find out who do I need to speak to make sure that it doesn't keep trying to hit my card.
Yes, ma'am, you would have to speak to your bank.
And tell them what?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, but since you've spoken with your bank and the charges was declined, ma'am, there's no charge to do anything with.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Excuse me. Hello?
Ma'am, I'm still here.
Okay, as long as I've been on hold, you can give me 5 minutes, ma'am.
Oh, I can give you all the time you need.
Okay. But listen, what I'm asking you, is there a declined reference number or something?
Yes, ma'am, there is. Give me just 1 second. I can give you a number that way you'll see where it was declined. Just 1 second. Let me look that up for you.
And
you have the tracking, right, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
C as in cat, E as in Edward, 0, C as in cat, 4, 7, D as in cat, A as in apple, 8, B as in boy, and 6.
Okay. And the name of this company?
Yes, ma'am. S-M-I-T-H.
S-N-I-T-H?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am. Have a great evening.
You too, ma'am. Have a nice night. Bye-bye.